The more that we evolve as individuals and the more that we come to that true raw center of like self-trust, self-expression, authenticity, the vulnerability, all of these things allow for us to be really magnetic, that big aura, that very captivating and attractive energy. And eventually I think it just becomes really fun where you become obsessed with the whole entire process and just, how can I evolve myself more? Because that's really the only thing that we have control over is the development of ourselves and how we show up in the world and our boundaries and our non-negotiables and our standards.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge, and my special guest today, Stevie Marie. And just super excited to have her here. She's just wonderful. I've recently met her and she's just got this beautiful aura about her. She's such a leader in everything she chooses to do. She's from Tabor, which is near Lethbridge, which is where she's living right now. I actually went to university there, so I always love it when I find people who are living in Lethbridge, Alberta. She has 20 years experience in sales and leadership development. She is the founder of Redesigned Empire, which is a coaching and digital marketing services platform. She's a mom of three, and she's just somebody who's doing what she talks about. She walks the talk, and I love that. And super excited to have her here today. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship being spiritual elevation. So entrepreneurship is spiritual elevation. And so to Stevie Marie, thanks for being here. Welcome.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you so much for your very humble and warm introduction. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. I'm so cool to pick your brain and learn from you and have you share. And I'm going to come out of the gates with this first question. Speaking of entrepreneurship being spiritual elevation, what does that mean to you? And how did you come to view this in your business, like through this lens? How did you come to view business this way?
Great question. So I'm a huge fan of Grant Cardone, and I'm sure a lot of people that follow you and are part of your audience are very familiar with some of his workings. So one of my favorite books out there is Sell or Be Sold. And I highly recommend that anybody pick it up if you're in sales, if you're in entrepreneurship. Not only that, but even if you're just wanting to personally elevate your confidence and convictions around getting what you want, per se. So within that book, it actually said, as per quoting Grant Cardone, entrepreneurship is spiritual evolution. And ever since I heard that, I was like, that's a thing. Because our business is only ever going to grow as much as we choose to grow ourselves as individuals. So alongside the work that I do with personal development and mindset, and then I'm really passionate about self-education. Yeah, it's just something that's really stuck with me. And now I implement that slogan, that phrase into my own coaching practice. And yeah, just sales is a skill. And not only is it a skill, but it's also a lifestyle. And our business goes through like different stages, just like parents do with their own children. So we've got your infancy stage, the birth of the business. We don't get manuals as parents, right? Being like, this is how you raise children. And we definitely don't get manuals when it comes to entrepreneurship or building a business as well. We might have a good understanding perhaps, but you never really can fully testify what the experience is going to be about unless you're fully submerged within that experience. And yeah, I'm going off track here a little bit, Kelly, but
no, I love everything you're sharing.
Yeah. But yeah, I love just that. The more that we evolve as individuals and the more that we come to that true raw center of like self-trust, self-expression, authenticity, the vulnerability, all of these things allow for us to be really magnetic, that big aura, that very captivating and attractive energy. And eventually I think it just becomes really fun where you become obsessed with the whole entire process and just, how can I evolve myself more? Because that's really the only thing that we have control over is the development of ourselves and how we show up in the world and our boundaries and our non-negotiables and our standards. So that's definitely the thing that has really resonated with me. Okay, entrepreneurship is spiritual evolution. Absolutely true. And I think that just co-blends really beautifully with the standards that we hold for ourselves, right?
Yeah. So I love that you're talking about the evolution, because I feel like obviously as we grow, obviously our business will grow and match that. And so I'm curious, as we're speaking about this, how does somebody, if we're speaking to the woman in becoming empowered, like we use that saying a lot, being an empowered woman, or we coach other women to be empowered. Yet what, first of all, what does that even mean? So how do we start to self-empower ourselves so we can stay the course to stick it right with this evolution? We don't give up.
And I like that. I would say the biggest thing is with women in particular, that they need to stop seeking things externally to allow for themselves to feel whole and worthy, and to really dive in perhaps to that uncomfortable stage of growth, to realize that it's not a matter of finding something to complete you. It's a matter of welcoming something that is you. And especially with women, I find that women really the standard. So if we have a bunch of female entrepreneurs out there that perhaps just aren't quite getting the results that they're looking for, or they're having a really hard time with like delegating their time, like where they're showing up. I know that this is a really tricky area for moms in particular. It's asking for help is a big one. And I think that's, women are getting better at asking for help, but really just setting some firm boundaries.
Yeah. And I know you and I talked earlier, and I loved what you had shared, because you said, and I think it speaks to this, you had said that a lot of women by accident start to look at their business as a burden versus looking at it as a gift, where you have your creativity, you get to use it as a vehicle for growth, right? You can find your solitude in there. And so maybe speak to that, because I love that perspective.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to. I feel that we're always in this fast-paced society and the hustle mode, and we're just very much accepting that's how it should be, quote unquote. And that's not how it needs to be. So instead of us looking at our business as a place that, you know, oh, I have to show up here, I have to create content, I have to jump on Kelly's podcast, just whatever it is, it's, I get to do these things. And I have another day to utilize my business, which is a vehicle of transformation. It's a vehicle of servitude. And it's a vehicle, even therapy and creativity. And as a creative entrepreneur and somebody that's creating courses and digital products and coaching programs and all this kind of stuff, the most important thing I personally believe to be true when it comes to women is that it's very challenging to come from a place of authentic creativity if we're just constantly overthinking everything that we're doing instead of just embracing the fun of flow. So I love to look at my business as a place to almost run away to now. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but I really like to just show up in that place and, sorry, I'm distracted, show up in that place and just, how can I create? How can I reflect in this space? How can I utilize my own personal experiences in order to share my story with other people and just help people through the transition of whatever it is that they're currently challenged with? So yeah, I just, going back to that whole parent analogy again, we have babies, we have toddlers, we have school-age children, we have preteens, teenagers, and then young adults. So I love looking at the business in that framework as well, to be like, what phase are we in with our business, and understanding that different stages just require different levels of you, different versions of you to be showing up in that place. And it just takes a lot of pressure off. We get to show up in this place. We get to create, we get to connect, we get to serve at our highest level. And yeah, that's, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And as you're speaking, I'm just thinking, and that's what's going to build the self-worth, right? And I feel like when our self-worth goes up, that our net worth will go up, right? And I have, my mentor talks about a definition of net worth, and he says it's self-worth plus other worth equals net worth, right? So believing in ourselves, increasing our self-worth, being able to take care of ourselves financially, plus then other worth, being of service to others, doing things for the greater good, that kind of thing, then our net worth goes up. And so I'm just curious, as we go through these stages, you've been there, you're a mom of three, you're a very successful businesswoman. So what are some of the practices that have helped you stay rooted in your worth even when you've been tested?
We all break like the seasons. That's what I believe to be true anyway, right? So we got spring, summer, fall, and winter. And different seasons are designed to do different things. Also understanding that throughout this journey, that everything is temporary and pain is not forever. But pain is actually our friend and discomfort is our friend. And challenges are actually just an opportunity for us to grow, to reflect, to see things from a different perspective. Even with going up, what you said, Kelly, when it comes to worth, that is the biggest problem with so many people is that at the end of the day, they just don't think that they're worthy of receiving it. And in order for us to receive anything that is worthwhile, we have to connect to that self-worth first. Not only do I believe this 100% to be true, that I'm deserving and that I'm capable of creating this type of outcome, but I also believe that I deserve this. And those are the two key missing components when it comes to a lot of entrepreneurs, is that they simply just don't believe that they are capable of creating those outcomes, and or they just don't believe that they're worthy of having those outcomes. So we really have to empower people to help them change the narrative of the story that they tell themselves on a day-to-day basis. Because that is the powerful thing, is that we get to decide and we get to choose what that story is and how we choose to embody the success character within that story that we're writing. So it's really fun that way, because I'm all about helping people unmask. But at the same time, I love to put on the mask of that next level version of whoever it is that we are designed to evolve into, and just acting accordingly.
I love it. I love how you talked about the narrative too, because I love sharing that with people. Like, we're going to tell ourselves stories, so we may as well create one that serves us, right? It's like, yeah, we're making them up anyways.
Create one that's going to be a bestseller, you know?
Right? And I love that you shared, like, there's the two things that cause, you know, I think women and men to maybe not feel worthy, is one is like the belief that they can do it and they're capable, and the other is the belief that they deserve it. So if let's look at both of those for a sec. Let's talk about believing that you're capable and stepping into, to use your language that you had talked to me before, I believe you called it a high value woman. And so what does it mean to step into the belief that you are a high value woman? And maybe if you can just talk a little bit about that and how women can start to hold themselves in that regard.
There is this book. This book is a game changer, and I have to recommend it to your audience. It's called Why Men Love Bitches.
Nice. I love it.
It is one of the best personal development books that I have ever read in my life. And that's very much so what that book is. The title is a little bit deceiving. But when we think about like the business world or even society in general and how women have been suppressed and controlled and things like that, now we're coming into this empowering era. We very much live in a masculine energetic realm with all things business. And women don't operate well in that space, not for the long term anyway, right? Women are designed to listen to their intuition and be in flow and feel really good. In fact, one of my most favorite sayings out there for both the men and the women is that men feel good when they do good, and women do good when they feel good. So if there's anything that I can encourage people to do, it's elevate the self-care. You got to take it to a new level, right? Like, you almost have to marry yourself or date yourself, as an example. Take yourself out on dates. Buy yourself the jewelry. Buy yourself the flowers. Treat yourself at a high level. The higher that we treat ourselves, the more respect and the higher that other people are going to see us, perceive us, and treat us. And respect is everything. I'd rather be respected than admired. So I find that some of the traits of just embodying that, those characteristics of being a high value woman, is she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. And that's a big disconnect with a lot of people out there, men, women, entrepreneurs in general. Most people just don't know what they want. So when we really know what we want, it becomes more simplified when things are coming at us in order to say yes or no to the right things.
I love it. Okay. So no, that's so great. And as you're speaking, I'm just sitting here thinking, as women too, and I used to do this, because I built my last business, in all honesty, mostly from the masculine, right? Because I thought that's what was going to get me the success. Yet in reality, ultimately, that's what led to my failure, to be honest. because you talk about superpower. I think being a woman is our superpower, and yes, leading with those high value qualities that we have, like trusting our intuition, the feminine side of us that we want to nurture and care about other people, and leading from the heart. God forbid we lead from the heart, right? Maybe speak to this, because I know you're really passionate about that. Like, instead of pushing those qualities away, it's like embracing them and leading with them, actually.
I totally agree. I do believe that's where women do have their superpower within leadership, is that they are leading from their heart center, not their head. And this is what makes men and women very different. Men are very logical, and there's the masculine traits of the checklist and all this kind of stuff. And women are very much designed to be chaotic. Like, we're emotional beings. We can have multiple emotions throughout the whole entire day, and we do this all the time. And we're actually very used to operating like that as well, because it's just a part of our identity, and it's just a part of who we are as a species. And it supports entrepreneurship so well, because entrepreneurship is going to require for you to move and flow and be up and down and pivot and take a new direction. But truly, just like what I've learned so far within my journey, is don't hold on to things that don't feel good. Again, it's all about the feeling with us, right? Learn how to surrender. Learn how to let things go. And this is like the art of detachment, right? So the more that we master the art of detachment, being like, this is what I seek and what I desire, and I'm going to lean into this fully. I'm going to fully commit to whatever this looks like. I'm going to commit to myself. I'm going to commit to the journey, commit to the process. But at the same time, I'm not going to be attached to a specific outcome. We can have goals and strive for certain things, and we should have that, because that works very well. But learning how to kind of balance those energies on the day-to-day within our business, I find that is quite challenging for a lot of women, because you do have a lot of women that, you know, have been very conditioned to live within masculine energy the majority of their day. And even as we're showing up within our organizations, when we're leading teams, when we're delegating projects, those are all masculine traits. But when we come into that creative essence, where we can create from the heart, we speak from the heart, this is a whole different level of selling. And this is, throughout even my whole entire sales experience, this is how I know that men and women sell very differently. Like, we can't even compare the two. They're completely different. So,
it's so interesting.
It's very, very powerful for women to be welcoming their femininity. And one way to do that would be, again, like elevating that self-care. Like, what makes you feel like a powerful presence and a powerful woman that way?
Yeah, no, that's so cool. And obviously we want both. We want the feminine and the masculine, yet it's allowing our masculine to come, or sorry, our feminine to come through as well too, and lead with it. And I'm curious, because you talk about self-care, and if we go back to the second part of, okay, so one, believing your high value and believing that you can do what it is that you're set out to do in business. And then the other part is to allow yourself to receive, right? And know that you're deserving. And I feel like that, at least in my experience, goes hand in hand with self-care, because one thing I've worked on this last year in like a big way is regulating my nervous system. And like, I didn't even know what that was. What do you mean regulate your nervous system? That was foreign to me up until a year ago. And now I'm like that person who's like, it's all about my nervous system, because that's where the receptors of receiving come in. That's where the deservingness comes in. That's where the abundance comes in. And so I'm curious your take on that.
This is something that I've recently discovered too, Kelly, probably within the last year and a half. We're definitely having a big like collective awakening when it comes to understanding that the body is a powerful portal of creation. And the body is literally telling you if you're in alignment or if you're not in alignment through the emotions. So anytime that I'm challenged, now I see it as a really good opportunity to regulate. I'm like, okay, something's going on, because any intention is going to be sent with a distraction. Right. So if we have a specific thing that we're working towards, or a deep vision or a deep desire, and we lean into that, we're all like, we're going to feel really excited about what it is that we're doing. But that excitement is going to wear off pretty darn quick, because we always underestimate the amount of time, energy, and effort that's required to do something from start to finish. Every single one of us do. Even I do it to this day. I'm doing it right now. But when we are faced with challenges or a disruptive pattern or certain relationships, again, that's testing us to be like, hey, let this go or retreat, is we need to listen to the body more. So calm, The goal is to stay as calm as possible. And this is why moving the body is so important, working out. The body keeps the score. There's a wonderful book out there called that, right? The body keeps the score. So the better we can make the body feel, the higher the frequency is going to be within the receiving channel, per se. And yeah, this is just how things start to multiply rapidly, like 100% truth, 100% truth. It's very difficult to lean into a business that requires for you to be creative when you do not have an environment that supports it.
Hey, everyone. I'm just hopping on quick to let you know I have partnered with my sponsors, Coach Core, because I want to promote their services because they've had such an impact and positive influence within my business. And I want everyone to know about their service and what's available to you. So if you're an entrepreneur and a business person who's been wanting to streamline your back-end systems, you're going to want to listen up. And so I don't know about you, but I was frustrated because as I started my business, I was realizing, oh my gosh, I need to be paying money for my website. I've got to have my calendar and scheduling going on. I've got to be paying for online course systems. I want my landing pages and my funnels and so on and so on and so on. And it was overwhelming and expensive. And so I found Coach Core, and I am so impressed with their business and their values, and I've just aligned with them. And what they are is I think of them as a simple business in a box, a one-stop shop for everything that you need to grow and scale your business when it comes to your systems and being organized and the back-end pieces of your business. And so if you're wanting to streamline your and have everything in one place, from your website to your contacts to numerous SMS to social media all being housed under one calendar, to your calendar, to your funnels, to your landing pages, online courses, and so on. Plus, the bonus is you get hands-on support a couple times a week. Somebody will come on and you can actually talk to a real person and you can get your questions answered. You can get guidance around the systems. You can get support with marketing and strategies and business. And it really feels like a community while you're getting system support. And the best part is that it's extremely affordable at $97 a month, $97 US. You can have all of that in one spot. And so go into my show notes and check it out. Check out Coach Core Services. Email me if you have questions. Email Coach Core and get your business organized and streamlined and your system set up so you can focus on building your business and giving your time and attention where it needs to go and scale your business to success. And so just thanks, Coach Core, for being there for me. And check them out, everybody. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
So yeah. Like the environment is everything. And I can fully say that as somebody who's been divorced twice. You have to be around the right environment that encourages and fosters growth.
Oh my God.
You have to.
It's so true. 100%. I so agree with you. And as you're sharing, I'm sitting here thinking, because you were talking earlier about the stages of entrepreneurship, and you and I think are probably in our 10th chapter over here. Yeah, I wish I knew this when I first started, to be proactive.
Same.
And so I love this conversation for those who are listening, who are maybe just in the beginning or the first year or two, to start implementing this belief and this mindset and these practices now, because this is where if you're speaking of Grant Cardone, this is where the 10X comes into play.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And okay, so I'm curious for yourself, can you share maybe just, I know I'm putting you on the spot with this question, but can you think of a story in your own life where you started to regulate your nervous system and it completely changed your approach to business and maybe even your results?
I would say one of the biggest chunks of my own development in this journey has definitely been within the last 3 years. I would say that COVID was definitely the trigger to that. I just came up with the decision that I wanted more. And there's power behind making a decision. And I also made a decision that I want to feel good as often as possible, as consistently as I possibly can. I want to have energy. I want to feel good in my mind. I want to beautify my environment around me, whether it's my work desk or buying a new plant. I like plants. I see some plants behind you. I'm so behind your plants. But just... yeah, I really learned this in the last couple of years. And now I'm so obsessed and protective around the type of environment that I'm choosing to put myself into and what I'm choosing to welcome energetically within my own space. Because if I don't feel good, nothing's going to work. And I know that to be true because I've been in that place where it's, we got to hustle, like hustle culture. You got to push, even if you don't want to push. And this is why I'm actually really passionate, Kelly, about cycle syncing for all of us ladies, because we operate hormonally. It's like the phases of the moon. We have the exact same phases within our menstrual cycle. So understanding like where we're at, how we feel, and moving accordingly. Right before my cycle shows up, for instance, I move a lot slower. I don't have these expectations of myself, that because I can crank out 10-hour days because I love it. I love it. But during that time, that's not the time to be cranking out 10-hour days. It's a time to take a step back, rest. Again, going back to the self-care and just creating that environment within that's, I feel good, therefore I get good. And it's like when you feel like shit, you just get nothing but shit thrown back at you. So yeah, all day. It is all about regulating the central nervous system and understanding how to be more responsive and less reactive. And that is a challenge for women, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So that will be dependent on how much healing that we're actually doing. Do I need to respond to this? Do I need to react to this? Do I need to give any attention to this whatsoever? And I believe that's also a very powerful trait of being a high value woman, is that most people out there, we either have avoidant or we have anxious attachment styles. People are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose this, or oh my gosh, I can't like separate myself from this. And then people start fighting for things that just aren't even in alignment. Trust the process. Like, we got to trust it. What's meant for you will never pass you by. If it's not meant for you, you got to let it go so you can create the space to welcome what is designed for you, what is meant for you. And that takes time. It takes practice. It takes repetition. And it really comes from a place of being like, again, I'm going to trust myself and the decisions that I make.
Oh, you shared so many wonderful things right there. I love it. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking, in order to even do everything that you just described, we have to be able to give to ourselves. And I think as women, that's where we struggle. To have a calm nervous system is about putting ourselves first and our health and wellness above everything else. And I think if we're speaking of abundance and receiving, when we learn to give to ourselves, then the universe will give to us as well. Yet if we're not even willing to give to ourselves, how can we expect others to give to ourselves? If I'm thinking about this, and you're speaking about feeling good, and I love this. I do want to share, though, a distinction, and maybe you can just correct back me on this, that I don't know if you will. We'll see. Yet when you're talking about feeling good, it doesn't mean feeling like it, like feeling like doing the work sometimes. Like as an entrepreneur, a lot of the times, you got to do what you said you were going to do when you don't feel like it. But you're not talking about that. You're talking about being in alignment, and you're talking about vibrating at a higher frequency because you're feeling good because you've taken care of yourself.
Yeah. 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 100%. I back that. Motivation, as per Mel Robbins, right? Motivation is temporary. Discipline is deadly. Like, it is the key to all things. And there are going to be moments that are like, oh, I don't really want to do this, or this is uncomfortable, or this is making me feel a little challenged. But yes, we do need to show up in those places, because when we do hard things and we come out on the other side, just like seasons, right? And that's my whole thing, where it's like spring, summer, fall, winter. We know that seasons come and go. We know they don't last forever. We know that with one season is going to come a new season. So even with us within our own development and how we're taking care of ourselves, just knowing that this is temporary, and I am forever. I am the eternal frequency that mirrors and brings everything to me. One of my biggest challenges, Kelly, throughout just my existence, has been asking for help and not seeing it as a sign of weakness, but as a sign as profound collaboration. And now that I really understand that, and now that I'm not afraid to ask for it or receive it, if it's just coming at me, the game has totally changed. 100%. You grow faster. You have the ability to serve at a higher level, because it's not just you trying to do everything by yourself. And that doesn't feel good. Doing everything by yourself does not feel good. Not feeling like we don't have the right support, that does not feel good. There's a lot of things that we could do a better job on as just humans, on coming together and supporting each other and loving each other and offering help and just stepping into that lifestyle of servitude. Like, what can I give you? What can I give you? What can I give you? Because if we're giving to ourselves, because that's the only thing we have control over is what we give to ourselves, right? If we do that, we have a full cup. Then we can give to other people. And then with the law of attraction, it's going to come back to us tenfold.
So good. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I'm listening to you speak and I'm like, yeah. And then it's like knowing and then going and implementing a whole new thing. So how do women specifically, because I think deep down, a lot of women know this, right? Yet it's giving ourselves permission to follow through on it. So how do women stand in their conviction? Once they, like you said, like you made that decision, like I want more, I deserve more. Okay, boom. You've realized it. You're aware of it. You've made the decision. Yet now, how do you stand in that conviction?
Non-negotiables. There is power behind making a decision. A decision is not a maybe or we'll see or I'll try. Success does not belong to people that are not willing to make a solidified decision. Oh, I'll try this business or maybe we'll see if it works. That's not who success belongs to. It belongs to the convicted. It belongs to the risk takers. It belongs to the people that are, I don't care what's going to happen on the external because I don't have a lot of power over that anyway. All I have power over is the internal, but I just kind of lost my train of thought there for seconds. It'll come back to me. It always does.
Oh, no. I don't. You were just talking about the how you just have control over the internal, not the external.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So being that we have power over the internal, not the external. So it doesn't matter what's happening in life, that the vision is strong. The vision is locked in and that we have created some sort of next step, next level of us to give ourselves the opportunity to evolve, to become the person that is worthy of receiving whatever that desire is. Because I fully believe this 100% to be true. It wouldn't come to you if you didn't have everything currently within you to execute that vision.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stopping. Like, I love looking at entrepreneurship almost like a vehicle, Kelly. We all have cars, truck, SUV, bike, rollerblades, whatever, but that's the vehicle. So that represents the business. And when we get into our vehicles on the day-to-day, we always have an intention of where we're going. Going to the grocery store, going to the gym, going to pick up the kids from school, whatever. But we already know where we're going to drive that vehicle in order to do exactly what it is that we said that we're going to do. So when we get into the vehicle, we might do a little bit of a check around us, make sure our surroundings are good and that we're safe to go. But when we're on the path to get to the next destination or whatever that end destination looks like, we can't see what's happening around the corner. We can't see what's going on the highway. There could be a fallen tree on the road. There could be construction. There could be potholes. So basically where I'm going with that is that we can only see a little bit of what's in front of us. We don't really have a lot of control around the detours, the construction, anything like that. So when we take our vehicle, we always have the idea within us that we're going to take the path that has the least amount of resistance and it's going to save us the most amount of time and energy. However, knowing that detours happen and construction happens and things like that, sometimes we have to take a different route to get to the final destination. But regardless, we're getting to the final destination, even if it takes us a little bit longer. So backtracking that right to the very beginning, though, here's the thing. For people that drive vehicles every single day, nobody would get into that vehicle without an undeniable amount of certainty that you will arrive at that final destination relatively on time and safely. Or else none of us would drive vehicles.
Yeah.
So I like to look at that just like entrepreneurship, right? We have to trust it more. Like, you're going to arrive at the final destination. The path might look a little bit different than maybe what you expected it to look like. And sometimes when, you know, we're thrown off path, again, with every intention, there's a distraction to simply test your commitment and your willingness to fight for the vision, because it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do this and there would be no value to what we do. We wouldn't appreciate it. So I love using that analogy because it just takes some of the pressure off. This is my vehicle of choice. I trust that the vehicle is going to take me to that next level. And I understand that there may be some detours and some unexpected obstacles in the way that it might force me to look at things in a different way, pivot in a different way. But usually it's for the better good of our own alignment. Yeah. So it's just that whole surrender aspect to it.
Absolutely. And then just trust, like you said, that like you will get there. You will get there. And that's like focusing on that intention. And I was just talking to somebody the other day about something called, I learned this back in the day, it's called the intention mechanism. And it's, I don't know if you've heard this before, but if you look at, there's the mechanism, which is the how-to, right? And then there's the intention, which is what you just described, your conviction, the decision, the trust that this is where I'm going and I will get there. Yeah. That's the intention equals the result and or the outcome. So it's like, what is the percentage to get you that result? Is it 50% mechanism, 50% intention equals 100% result? And the answer, I'll just give it to everybody. It's 100% intention. That's what matters. Like you're the you will find a way. You will find a way. There's infinite solutions to get to where you want to go. And that's, I think, where that belief, if you believe that, then you'll trust that you'll get to where you're going if there's infinite ways to get there. What matters is your 100% conviction, intention, decision, trust, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Like you can't back down from the pain. Pain is the filter. And not a lot of people pass the filter of pain because the brain is not designed to make us money. It's designed to keep us alive. That's what it's for, right? The brain is also designed to validate your perspective on life. So this is why also like living a life of gratitude is super, super important. It's very easy to complain about the things that are going wrong. It's way easy to do that. I almost think that we're conditioned to complain. And the amount of energy that goes into complaining and this isn't working and I don't have the results that I thought I would have right now. And all we're doing is just, you just keep speaking struggle into your situation here.
Yeah.
And I know because I've absolutely been there before, even though I had the conviction and the self-trust and working on that surrender piece, but I was constantly just speaking all of this struggle into I was speaking struggle that was hindering my success. So when I started to shift that narrative within myself, you know, I know you're probably very familiar with this, Kelly, but the I am statements are not, they are a declaration of self-identity. And the brain, being that it's designed to keep us alive, it's going to validate what we believe to be true by pulling in visual representation, pulling in people that can validate and elevate that experience. Receiving whatever that looks like, because the brain's job is to be like, you are correct. Whatever you believe to be true, you are 100% correct. And now the brain is going to be like, we have to make sure that we give her or him everything to validate that internal belief system, because heaven forbid the brain doesn't do that. Well, you're going to think you're crazy. Right? So some people are just completely addicted to chaos and stress. And we really got to help people shift that a little bit, because that's not the vibes.
I just was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I said, can I give you some tough love and some feedback? And she said, sure. I said, you're addicted to drama. I said, because no matter 100%. What, even when things start going well for you, boom, something occurs where drama arrives. And I said, you're the source of that, right? And so we literally just had that conversation. And it's so interesting. And okay, so before I ask about yourself and where people can find you, and I have a few last questions.
Sure.
Last question I have, or I'm just curious, you're sharing so much great stuff, Stevie Marie. So if you were to whisper one truth into the ear of every woman entrepreneur right now, what would that be?
You are worthy.
Yeah, I love that. So worthy, so deserving, and such a message that I think is necessary right now. As we all take ourselves on, right, in this spiritual evolution, right, to have that be at the center of everything. Stevie Marie, where can people find you? Because they're going to be, I think, inspired when they hop off here. And I've got some fire in my belly right now to get to hop off here and remind myself everything you've been sharing. So where can we find you on social media? And then maybe just tell us a little bit more about like who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. I'm across pretty much all channels. I branded myself Stevie Marie just because I've had a couple divorces, so I don't need no last name attached to me. I am Stevie Marie. Great. So you can find me, Stevie Marie, on Facebook. Would be Stevie Marie RDE Queen, LinkedIn, tech. Yeah, everything is Stevie Marie for the most part and things. But Facebook is definitely one of my most engaged platforms. And I've got a really great Facebook group on Facebook as well. It's called The Redesigned Empire. Really amazing ecosystem happening in there. So yeah, that's where people can find me.
Awesome. And I'll put all that stuff in the show notes so that people can just find you easily. And then maybe share a little bit about your business. So what do you help entrepreneurs do? Or do you work with anyone, or is it just entrepreneurs?
Yeah, Kelly, I believe in the niche, but I don't. So I don't believe that we should be like fully limiting ourselves to being like, oh, I work with Sally who lives in a high rise and she's got a chihuahua. I don't like that. It feels, and I believe in being expansive. So I work with digital entrepreneurs pretty much for the most part in things. I'm basically working with anybody who is ready to birth their brand or perhaps take their current branding to a new level of alignment and clarity and backing that up with systems and strategy. So I work with anybody from network marketers, affiliate marketers, coaches, B2B individuals, brick and mortar business owners. I think I have somebody coming in my program that's actually in oil and gas. So that's brand new for me. But yeah, I'm really focusing on the fundamentals with a lot of my clients, really creating from a place of idealism, right? Not what the head is telling us to do, but what the heart wants. So really focusing on who is that ideal human that you really want to be serving? Ideally, how do you want to be making money? Ideally, how do you want to be showing up on the internet? I love the internet. It is one of the most powerful tools that we have available to us, like within our existence here. Like, it's fantastic. So I love just empowering people, giving them the tools, the confidence, and the community to elevate their confidence. Basically, at the end of the day, is what we're really doing, so that their confidence is elevated. They have a new story that they can chase. And with that, they actually show up way different. It's amazing what people do and how they show up when they're genuinely supported by people that actually understand where it is that they're going. But more importantly, they understand the struggles that come with that. So being that I know how it feels not to have the most supportive environments, I created one myself.
There you go. Leadership. That's because you're a leader. And of course, that's what you did.
And it's wonderful. It's just really amazing. I have people that have come into my space, they don't even know what they want. Now they sell hundreds of copies of their book. I have people that are talking on stages and they didn't even know. They didn't know if it was safe for them to be seen, and they are seen. And just that kind of stuff, that's how we change the world, is by changing our inner world, and the external world will match that inner world. And if we have the confidence and the conviction to help people heal and help people come back to themselves, this is how we will elevate the frequency within society. And the main frequency that is in lead is the frequency that the majority of society follows. So super important in the world that we live in today. We don't need to buy into the fear mongering. We don't need to buy into the scarcity. We need to remember actually who we really are and what we're really capable of doing. We're energetic beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We came into this world with nothing. We leave with nothing. So there's nothing really to lose.
Yeah.
So we may as well play the game.
Oh my gosh. Mic drop, right? Mic drop. I love it. So everybody check out Stevie Marie. I love it. I love how you're empowering women, supporting women, lifting women up, and building that safe community for everybody to shine. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm curious, just with my last few questions, you've had a few chapters of life and done various things. And so what would you say would be your version of success today?
Happiness.
Love
because
it.
Because at the end of the day, like, nothing else matters other than how we feel, you know. Are you really creating a life that you don't want to run away from on Monday? Are you creating a life that you want to show up for on Saturday afternoon? Like, time is whatever. It's what we do with that time that makes us feel fulfilled.
Absolutely.
So fulfillment and happiness, that's my definition of success. There can be people making $1 million a year that have those feelings, and there could be people making $1 million a year that feel completely miserable. There can be people making 20 grand a year that are just happier than any human that you'll ever meet. And to me, that's the true definition of success, is being really accepting of you and loving you and understanding that the loving you part, when once that's truly in place and solid, and grounded within you, you are the beacon of light, baby. And you will just attract people who are also ready to go on that journey of self-discovery.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, so what would you say, what are three tips to help someone unleash their inner greatness?
Don't run away from the discomfort. I guess that was like three words in one. So don't run away. Embrace change. And remember that you're a baddie.
Woohoo! You are a badass. That's so important to remember. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, last question. So based on your message today of entrepreneurship being a spiritual evolution, what would be a call to action you would give the listeners so that when they hop off the call, they can go and apply something or implement something? What's one thing they can do?
Go get the book, Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone.
Yeah, I wrote that down to get that. That's so cool.
That is a game changer. Sales is a lifestyle. So how good are we at being persuasive in what we want?
If that's the book that set you on this path and you're like fire, absolutely. You're such a great example.
There's one more book, Kelly, that actually got me to start my business.
Oh, what's that
one? So the book that got me to start my business, and pardon my language, is called Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bishop. And it's tiny. Like, that's a thin book. It took me like 3 hours to read it. It is one of the most powerful and profound pieces of literature that I've ever read. There's also another book out there. It's called, I like books with swear words in it. Sorry, everybody, but it's called Rich as Fuck. And that is by Amanda Francis.
Oh my gosh. I run masterminds and I do a book club as part of the mastermind around wealth conscious. And that's the book I have everybody read. The Amanda Francis book. It is my Bible. Like I actually have it like by my bedside. I have it on audio. I listen to it when I'm driving.
Yeah, that was a game changer. That book too. Game changer. What's really? I think that's the book, Kelly, that actually was like, you need to regulate, woman.
Yeah.
I think that's the book that kind of did it. Yeah.
So also moral of the story, listeners, is read, right? Read what you put in. That's how you're going to build your self-worth and get the conviction, right? To go and do what you want to do. So Stevie Marie, thanks for being here today. You're awesome.
You're awesome too.
Appreciate you. Everybody go check out Stevie Marie. Hope you enjoyed the episode and just have an awesome, amazing, wealthy, abundant, worthy day. Any last words, Stevie Marie?
No, just keep slaying it. Keeping the slayer that you are.
I love it. I loved having Stevie Marie on the episode today. I love her message that entrepreneurship is a spiritual evolution. And it's all about having this intentional shift and stepping into the empowerment of ourself and becoming a high value individual and being here now and thinking big and leading from the heart. And just so much greatness that she shared. I loved it. And you can tell that she's practicing it and she's being it. She's created a lot of success. So definitely check her out and follow her. Stevie Marie, thanks for being on the episode today in the podcast. Really appreciate you. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to go back and check into episode 62, where I had Bella Lou on and we talked about being the deliberate creator of your life. And same kind of thing that like, if it's to be, it's up to me and we get to decide what we want and who we're going to become. And so that was also a really great message that I think could piggyback what we talked about today. And so everyone, thank you for chiming in. Appreciate you so much. I hope you're getting value. I sure am. That's why I love having this podcast. So chiming out here with love, greatness, and success. It's your host, Kelly Beveridge.